Reunion concerts often evoke thoughts of once famous bands picking up their instruments after a long hiatus. Here, musicians came out of not only retirement, but often obscurity, says Tuch Seng Tana.
Maybe the audience doesn't know me well, but rather as a scientist. I was an artist and a musician back in the day. Younger generations don't know me as an artist because history has lost the songwriters' names from the songs, so we don't know who wrote them anymore.
Tuch Seng Tana is better known as a prominent conservationist working with Mekong River dolphins. But he recently joined several others as living testimonies to Cambodia's golden age of rock. Many other musicians from that time are long gone, killed by the murderous Khmer Rouge, which tried to wipe the music from Cambodia's history. The sister of one of the era's most well-known singers, Rosaray Sotea, was on hand to remind the audience.
The art from this era, we can consider it a very important heritage. Please do not forget it and change that distinction.
Ten years in the making, the documentary Don't Think I've Forgotten shares the stories of the musicians who made this scene. The private screening in Phnom Penh more than filled the theater, an indication that many shared the same fascination for the music and the war that originally hooked director John Perazzi.
As an American, I was really kind of shocked that I hadn't been taught that. So that was the first thing. And then when I heard the music, I'm a big music lover, it really just grabbed me. I was like, wow, this is some amazing music, and I was curious, where did it come from, who were these people? So putting those two things together seemed pretty logical.
The documentary traces the history of Cambodia's 1960s and 70s rock music through interviews with survivors and fans. It also covers its traumatic end at the hands of the Khmer Rouge, with memories recounted by musicians as well as former President Richard Nixon's counselor, John Dean. The film has its official premiere later this year. Rick Valenzuela for VOA News, Phnom Penh.